Aguiada siempre a ser guiada en la ciudad que Chakchura no es también el transmisor de Guru. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhudra Shemad Bhakti Vinanta Narayana Vasami Kinaone Vansha Kaptar Vaishya Kripa Sindhu Vaya Vaya Patita Nam Pavane Bhiyo Vaishne Bhiyo Namo Nama Namo Mahavadanya Krishna Prema Pridaya Te Krishna Krishna Jatanya Namane Vori Tvashya Nama Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Vaya Bhakti Gopesh Gopika Kant Radha Kant Namo Sati Just a constant Gaurangi Radhe Vinda Vaneshwari Vrishna Devi Pranamami Sriya Vinda Ekruti Deva Priya Ikesha Vashita Krishna Bhakti Prade Devi Satyavate Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivakadi Gaurav Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Sarvatam मैं अपने परम आराधितम गुरुदेव अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज जी के चरणों में अनंत कोटि धन्यवाद अर्पित करता हूँ। तत्पश्चात उपस्थित समस्त वैष्णव वैष्णव के चरणों में मेरा यथा यथा अनुरोध प्रणाम। वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट that in this land of USA and in this city Houston we are getting an opportunity which is unparalleled, matchless. According to our most revered scripture, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it is very rarely found that anyone tries to obtain real perfection in his life. Manushyanam sahasteshu kaschit yatati siddhe. We are leading a blind life with blind belief, thinking that giving happiness to our senses will lead us to real happiness. But as a result, we get frustration. What is our real happiness? What is real pleasure? Can be known only when we know that who is the real recipient of that pleasure. So far we think that our senses are the recipient of happiness and pleasure. Therefore we are making endeavor towards sense gratification. But the real happiness is received by this soul, which is our real identity. Soul, our senses, our body is not our real identity. Therefore, Lord Krishna in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, he says, those who try to make efforts towards perfection, they at least come to a point where they have a pause from this material sense gratifications and they ponder upon and they think that where we are doing mistake, that we try to get real happiness and we are not getting. And then out of those thousands of such endeavors, there are only a few who get the right directions. And what is that right direction? That, again, Krishna says in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, that all the living entities are my part and parcel, my different part and parcel. Mamevyam chitivalok jiva bhuta sanatana. Realizing this fact that we we are part and parcel of Krishna, when we realize our subordinate position, when we realize our secondary position, that we are not controller and owner, we are servitor, we are part, our duty is to serve whole, then we try to find out what is the whole. What is that supreme of which we are part and parcel? And when, the moment we come to know that this is the whole and here I am the part and parcel, and then we connect to each other, that is our natural position, normalization. The moment we get this natural and normalized position, we start receiving happiness. Our connection with the eternal and unending and continuous process of happiness starts. And we receive that happiness. But who connects this thing? Who does this thing? Who takes us from this concocted position to the real position? Who takes us from this unnatural position to the natural position? And personality is the real personality for us in this life, and he is called Guru. So such a Guru who can lead us from this material and frustrated life to our real and pleasureful life, who can give up our position, our artificial position, our enforced position as an owner and enjoyer, to the real position of servitor to Krishna, who can lead us to our real position. Such a great personality, our Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pada Srila Bhaktivinoda Narayana Goswami Maharaj, is present here to really connect us, to really enable us to serve the Supreme, to give us such an honor, to give us such a great opportunity that we can serve the Supreme. So we bow our head at his lotus feet and we pray to his lotus feet that we should hear something from him and get benefited. Gaur Premanande.
Vande Guru Pada Dandam Bhakta Brinda Samannitam Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Vande Nityananda Usahoditam Sri Nanda Nandanam Vande Radhika Charanadayam Gopi Jana Samajukta Vrindavana Manoharam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
First of all, I pay my humble obeisances and lotus feet of my Paramaradha Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtodara Satasimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Parivrajakacharya Varja, Ashtodara Satasimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assembled here to listen some Hari Katha from Srila Gurudev Lotus Lake. Today, we are extremely fortunate that Srila Gurudev present among us today in this meeting. Not only human beings, all living entities search for happiness. But if you want or not, we have to suffer also. Why you are searching happiness? Because this world is full of miseries and distress. So who is searching happiness? So for this reason, Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, who is eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and same time, eternal associate of Divine Kapil, he asked some questions to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ke ami, কেন মোরে যারে তাপত্রয় ইহা নাই জানি মোর কইছে হিত হয় হু এম আই হোয়াই আই ফিল দিস থ্রি টর্মেন্টস এন্ড আই ডোন্ট নো হোয়াট ইজ লিড টু মাই আলটিমেট গোল সো হোয়াট ইজ আওয়ার আলটিমেট গোল টু নো দিস উই হ্যাভ টু সারেন্ডার আওয়ার সেলফ ইন দ্য লোটাস ফিট অফ এ বোনাফাইড গুরুদেব দ্যান ইউ ক্যান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড হোয়াট দ্য প্রপার হ্যাপিনেস ফর হ্যাপিনেস This modern world has developed so much in medical science, in transportation, in communication.
Now,
the globe is in our hand. Within a few hours, you can travel the whole globe. Still, we are not satisfied. Although, materially we are connected very close, but our love and affection has gone so far. Why? Because we don't know who am I. Srila Gurudev told so many times, and in one radio lecture, they asked some question to Gurudev, and Gurudev replied, we are not this physical body. This physical body only full of stool, urine, blood, mucus, etc., etc. Bhagavan is so merciful. Being causeless merciful, he gave one skin on the top of this body. If you take the skin off, then what is inside the body? Too much foul smell, you could not stay here. So inside this body, there is two. One is soul, another super soul. If we serve the super soul and know the soul, then we will be completely happy. To know this, we have to go through proper channel. For this, we have to surrender ourselves to the lotus feet of Bonafide Gurudev. Then who is bona fide Gurudev? This question arises immediately in our mind. So there is some symptom mentioned in our Vedic scripture. What is that? Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jiggasusya uttamam sabde parichanishnatam brahmanupasamasvayam. Tasmad, for that reason, what the reason? Trayadi ghata jiggasa. When we have getting threefold of miseries, they have slapped us so much, then we become restless on such happiness. Then we approach to a bona fide Gurudev. What is my ultimate goal and ultimate welfare? So what is the symptom? Sabde paricha nishnatam brahmanupa samasrayam. Bona fide Gurudev has two symptoms. One is primary, another secondary. Very hard to understand primary symptom. So I discuss first the secondary one. Sabdecha Nishnatam. He must be expert in all Vedic scriptures. Like Rig Samyuj Atharvancha Bharatam Pancha Ratrakam Mula Ramayancha Iva Sastramidda Vidhiyate. He must be expert in all Vedas, Ramayan, Mahabharat, and the other Shastras who follows Vedas and Ramayana Mahabharata, they are bona fide scriptures who has no link and not following all these previous scriptures, they are not scripture at all. So he must be expert in all scriptures. If devotee or disciple have any doubt, quote it from scripture, he can rule it out very easily. So you have asked some questions, oh, you can meet me after 1 month, otherwise I can email you. This is not proper. Immediately you quote from scriptures and you reach out. And Brahmanu and Upasamasyam must be detached from material world. This material world, or a sankarin from sense gratification, both male or female, both are hankering for material happiness or sense gratification. This world, for men, they are hankering for women, wealth and wine. Prior to Houston, we are in LA and Honolulu. When Buddha used to go for morning walk they are drinking alcohol. I asked my one god brother, what they are drinking now? In morning, they are drinking wine. Wine early in the morning, but they have no morning, no night, no midday, nothing. Whenever they want, they drink. So, all over the world, who are not in Vaishnav cult or Vedic cult, they are always the male handkerchief for women, oil and wine, 3 W. Of a female, they are handkerchief for men, money and marijuana. The bona fide guru must be detached from this 3 W and 3 M. And moreover, parecham nishnatam, he must be realized soul. How I can understand realized soul or not? So we have to go to Vaishnavas, who is in always associate with him, and Vaishnavas who always touch with him, so many years they contact with him, if you go to them, they will make you understand is realized or not. So he has 2 symptoms, 1 primary, that means he must be realized soul. He knows, he realizes himself who is he and what is his eternal relation between Sri Krishna and him, and he knows how to serve, in which method have to serve, he knows and serving 24 hours a day. This is primary symptom. Secondary symptom, must be expert in all scriptures and detached from this 3W and 3M which he mentioned before. If we do so, then you can understand who am I and why these 3 torments, the 3 miseries slap me, and how I can get rid of this and how will be completely happy. He'll tell us and guide us. Then our life will be successful. Now, question may arise, if we surrender to Gurudev, then how we can maintain our life? To maintain our life, we may have a business or a job, no problem. Just like, if you have a glass of water, you can tell this water. If you put some sugar and lemon juice, you could not tell that this water, the name will be different. In same way, what are you doing to maintain your life? You must do, no problem, but have to be connected with Sri Krishna, Guru and Vaishnava. Then your life will not be misery for you, and you'll be free from all material distress, and one day you'll attend the service of Sri Krishna, your life will be successful. So for that reason, we assembled here, and all are looking towards Gurudev's lotus leaf. So I don't want to take any time from you all. So I am taking your attention towards Gurudev, and will hope Srila Gurudev will speak some Harikatha, then our life will be successful. Hare Krishna.
गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माई मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई परमाराध्यतम गुरुदेव ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णु पारसी श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। आई वॉन्ट दैट आई शुड स्पीक इन हिंदी एंड विष्णु विल ट्रांसलेट फॉर ऑल। आई नो दैट मोस्ट ऑफ यू यू नो हिंदी सो
बट इन द होल वर्ल्ड दे आर वाचिंग।
or he will translate.
Open the door, then here some air can come. It's true.
Yeah. आजकल कलि युग है, लोगों को आयु उम्र बहुत छोटी हो गई है और खान पान रहन सहन इत्यादि बहुत निम्न कोटि का हो जाने से लोगों की बुद्धि भ्रष्ट हो जाएगी। अधिकांश लोग दुर्भागा हैं और तरह तरह के उपद्रव चारों तरफ से घेरे हैं, अपने पड़ोसियों से विवाद और सब मामला मुकदमा रोग तरह तरह के उपद्रव हैं। और सबसे बड़ी बात इस कलयुग में जो धोखेबाज हैं, जो भी रेप केस में दो दो चार पांच बार जिन पर केस हो चुका है, जो अभी ट्रिनिडाड में पकड़े गए हैं, वहां पर रख दिए गए हैं जेल में, ऐसे ऐसे लोगों को लोग करोड़ों करोड़ों रुपया देते हैं और गुरु मानते हैं, उनको तनिक भी ज्ञान नहीं होता जे कैसे गुरु चाहिए। सर्वशास्त्रों में विद्वान हो जो अपने शिष्यों के संदेह को सदा के लिए दूर कर दे, भगवान की अनुभूति हो जो अपने हृदय से लोगों के हृदय में कृष्ण को दे दे, और संसार के जितने विषय हैं उनसे अनासक्त हो, ये सब गुरु के लक्षण हैं। तो इनसे तो कोई संबंध ही नहीं, शराब पीना, मदिरा मांस खाना, ठाकुर जी का भोग नहीं लगाना, ये सब आजकल के गुरुओं के काम हैं। जेल में जाना तो कोई साधारण बात है, आप लोग इन लोगों से सावधान रहेंगे। प्राचीन काल की बात है कि एक समय हिरण्यकश्यपु का भाई हिरण्याक्ष था, महाबलवान, जब पृथ्वी प्रलय काल में रसातल में चली गई तो उनको ऊपर सतह में लाने के लिए भगवान विष्णु के रूप वराह के रूप में जाकर के अपने दांतों में पृथ्वी को रख करके ले आ रहे थे। उस समय हिरण्यकश्यपु उनसे युद्ध करना चाहा, भगवान ने जल्दी से आकर के पृथ्वी के सतह पर पृथ्वी को रख दिया और उसे मार डाला। उसके शरीर को राजभवन में ले गए और उसे लिटा दिया और कफन उड़ा दिया, सफेद कपड़े उड़ा दिए। सभी लोग रोने लगे, कोई समझाने वाला नहीं। हिरण्यकश्यपु शास्त्रों का ज्ञाता था किंतु फिर भी असुर था, मानता नहीं था उपदेशों को। वो काजे तो बीरगति हमारा भैया प्राप्त हुआ, इसे तो स्वर्गलोक मिलेगा, रोने की कोई जरूरत नहीं है। तुम लोगों को एक कहानी सुनाता हूं, सुनो, आप लोग भी मन देकर के इसे सुनेंगे। प्राचीन काल में सुजग्य नामक एक राजा थे, वे पृथ्वी का एक क्षत्र राजा सम्राट बनना चाहते थे। पास ही में एक और उनके बराबर का बलवान व्यक्ति था राजा, उसको हरा देने से चक्रवर्ती हो जाते, किंतु युद्ध में ये सुजग्य मारे गए, अंग छिन्न भिन्न हो गए। उनको लाकर के राजमहल में लाया और वो सभी लोग रोने लगे। इसी समय में जम महाराज 5 वर्ष का बालक का रूप धारण करके वहां आए। और पूछा, अरे आप लोग किस लिए रो रहे हैं, किस लिए रो रहे हो? तो कोई बतलाए नहीं। एक वृद्ध ने कहा, ये तुम नहीं समझेगो, अभी 5 वर्ष का लड़का है, तुम जाओ खेलो। तो मैं तो जितना समझता हूं, आप लोग कोई नहीं समझता, आप आखिर बतलाओ तो जो किस लिए रो रहे हैं। तो वो मर गए हैं, इसलिए उनके विरह में शोक में सभी लोग रो रहे हैं। मर गए हैं, कलकत्ता गए हैं, बंबई गए हैं, न्यूयॉर्क गए हैं, लौटेंगे कब? ओ वो तो अब नहीं लौटेंगे, झूठे, लौटेंगे क्यों नहीं? तो नहीं, वो अब मृत्यु को प्राप्त हो गए हैं, नहीं लौटेंगे। उन्होंने कहा, जी झूठ बोलते हो, ये तो यहीं पर सोए हुए हैं, उठाओ और बातचीत करो। उन्होंने कहा, अरे नहीं, इसके अंदर में जो आत्मा थी, प्राण मैं, वो निकल गया। वाह, बड़े सुख की बात है। जो शरीर को कहते हैं, वो जिसी को पालन पोषण किया, इसी को पुत्र पति भाई बंधु समझा, वो तो यहां पर पड़ा हुआ है। और जिसको कहते हैं कि आत्मा वो चली गई, उसको कभी देखा कितना लंबा था, कितना चौड़ा था, गोरा था या सावला था, उसकी आत्मा कैसी थी? तो नहीं, कभी नहीं देखा। तो नहीं देखा तो लोग, करोड़ों लोग मरते हैं, उनके लिए क्यों नहीं रोते? और करोड़ों वर्ष तक सारे पृथ्वी के लोग रोएंगे, तो लौट करके आ जाएगा, नहीं आएगा? इसलिए इसके लिए शोक मत करो। ऐसे ही हम लोगों को कोई मरने के बाद में सोचना चाहिए कि आत्मा अजर अमर है। वो कहीं इस लोक में जन्म ले लिया तो भी आप उसे नहीं समझेंगे। इसके लिए शोक न करके भगवान का भजन कीजिए, जिससे आप जीवन में सुखी और शांति हो सकेंगे। बिना भगवत भजन के यदि कोई कहता है कि मैं सुखी हूं, तो वो झूठ बोलता है, कोई सुखी नहीं हो सकता है। हाँ, थोड़ा सा बोल दो, तब फिर बोलेंगे। ठीक है।
Gurudev is explaining that in this Kali Yuga we are very unfortunate. Our lifespan is very short, and our life living and the food that we eat, all of that is of very low quality compared to what in the previous ages people used to, the way they used to live and eat. Our intelligence is also very low level. And most of the people are very, very unfortunate. And all around us, there's so many kind of conflicts between neighbors, between nations, between communities, within our home. All the time, there are fights, conflicts, so many different type of cases. People are fighting against each other. And on top of all of this, we are suffering from so many kind of diseases. The main symptom in this Kali Yuga is that people will be very duplicitous and they will be cheaters. Nowadays, there's so many so-called gurus who have very abominable character. They are engaged in all kind of sinful activities like meat eating, drinking, and they have also made visits to prisons and lived there for many times. But still, people worship them and they're considered gurus. So we should be very, very careful from such people. A guru should have realizations. He should be very expert in scriptures and should be able to remove all the doubts of his disciples. In Satyuga, there were two brothers, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. And Hiranyaksha had submerged the earth under in Rasatam. So to deliver the earth, the Supreme Lord appeared in the form of Varahadev. And when he was taking the earth out from the water, Hiranyaksha came and they both had a fight, and finally the Supreme Lord killed him and established the earth on the surface of the water. So when Hiranyaksha died, he was taken to his palace and he was covered in the cloth, white cloth. and all his relatives, his wives and children, they were all crying. There was no one to console them. There was immense amount of distress. That time, his younger brother, Hiranyakashipu, he came. He was very intelligent, very knowledgeable, but at the same time, he was a demon because he did not use to believe in the existence of the Supreme Lord and surrender unto him. So he believed that his brother has gone to heavenly planets. So he told his family members that you should not cry. Let me narrate a story to you. So he told them that once upon a time there was a king called Suyagya, who was the king of the entire world. He wanted to become the king of the entire world, and to do so he had to defeat another king in a neighboring country. So they had a fight, a big battle, but unfortunately in that battle, instead of winning the battle, this king Suyagya, he lost the battle and he died. When he was brought to his palace, all his family, they were all crying. And at that time, Yam Maharaj, the Lord of Death, he came in the form of a 5-year-old boy. And he asked them that, why are you all crying? So they all said, oh, the king has gone, he has left. So he said, he has left, he has gone. Where has he gone? Has he gone to Calcutta, to Delhi, to New York? Where has he gone? So they said, no, no, you will not understand. You are a little boy. He has gone from this world and he will never come back. So when the boy went a little ahead, he saw the body of the king was lying down. He said, who is this? They said, he is the king. They said, so you can think that I am a fool? You just said that he is gone, he will never come back, but he is lying here. They said, no, no, his soul has left. So then he said, oh, his soul has left. So did you see the soul? Did you see what form the soul had? What was the height of the soul? What was its weight? What was the color? So they all said, no, we have never seen the soul. So this little boy, who was actually young, the Lord of Death, he said, the soul that none of you had ever seen has left. You had no relationship with that soul. So why are you crying? And the body with which you had a relationship, that body is lying here. And even if you cry for millions of lifetimes, and even if all the people in this world cry, still that soul will not come back. So why should you cry? So Guru Maharaj is saying that similarly, we should also understand that soul is eternal. And when someone leaves his body, we should understand that by all our lamentation, that will not come back. So we should not lament in that case. And we should instead engage our life in worshipping the Supreme Lord in His bhajan. Because without chanting of the holy name, without doing bhajan, we can never become happy.
When Vishnu, in the form of Varahadev, that is what? Boar. He killed his brother Hiranyaksha. From then, Hiranyakaspu, always thinking that Vishnu is my enemy. He had a son. Son was very lucky. That he was, when he was in the womb of his mother, for 60,000 years, Naradrishi instructed him all Ved, Upanishad, Shastra and everything. So from childhood, that boy was very religious minded. He used to chant, meditate, always Sri Krishna, always doing kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. But Hiranyakaspu, he warned him not to have any relation of that Vishnu. he is my enemy. But this boy Prahlad Maharaj never heard his instructions and used to daily, every moment, chanting, remembering, doing kirtan of Krishna. So he became very, very angry. He wanted to kill that boy for this. He asked, who has trained you? Who has what?
Given you these instructions.
Given such instruction to chant and remember Vishnu? My guru, your Gurudev Sandamarkh has told. Then Prahlad Maharaj told, that kind of guru cannot instruct like this. They are always like their forefathers, eating same thing and always engaged in worldly things, intoxications. How they can realize Krishna and how they can meditate Krishna? They can never. Nate vidu swartha gating hi Vishnu durashayaje bahirathamanina andha jathaindhai upaniyamanas urudam nibaddha. They always, what Shruti Vedas has told for that kind of third class persons, that if he will do five sacrifice for Indra and other devata, you can go to heaven. But they don't know that even from swarg, they will have to come down in this world. Not in human form, but dogs, cats, hogs, pigs, and other animal species he will have to come. They don't know. So, these kinds of guru, how they can instruct me? They are like, if a blind person is going anywhere and another blind person is showing his path, then both of them will
go to deep
and they will die. Similarly, a guru like this, in this world, whole world we see gurus like this. Those who have done very high class of sukritis, good activities, only they can go to real guru. Otherwise, they will go to bogus gurus who don't have any relation with Krishna and they take meat, eggs, wine, smoking and everything and worldly worshipping them. So you should always be careful from that class of guru. So, he told, only those who are pure bhakta of Krishna, if anyone go to them and take their feet dust, and they will take path from that dust, only they can realize Krishna. And they can tell like this, this bogus guru cannot. Then Hiranyakashipu became very, very angry and wanted to kill that boy, ordered army, oh, kill him at once. They tried but could not. He was given to an elephant in front of, but elephant, what, Sungha?
Smell
and run away from there. They gave him, they put very poisonous snakes, but they also returned back from there. Hiranyakashipu, there was a sister. He has a boon that she will not be burned in fire. She told, oh brother, don't be worried. I am taking him in my lap and entering in fire. He entered, but Prahlad Maharaj was saved and she was. Oh, that is Holika. From that Holika, now we play holy and enjoy. Then He tried so many things, but he could not. Then in the last, their guru told, oh, this is a very small boy. He does not understand. Or father has gone Shukracharya anywhere. When he will return back, oh, very easily he will change the mind of that boy. Then Hiranyakashipu was fearing from that boy and sent him again to Gurukul. Now he was turning him Sham Dam Dand Bhed Niti. What?
Politics.
Duplicity. What more?
Hypocrisy.
All these things. But Prahlad was not hearing. He was always remembering the teachings of Srila Narada Goswami. One day, the two gurus, Sandamark, they went to any other place and told Prahlad that you are monitor, you should look after these boys. Oh, we are coming very soon. Then all the boys become very happy and they wanted to play. And they told Prahlad Maharaj, oh, we should play. We have chance. Golden. Then Prahlad Maharaj, oh, you are playing whole life. And you will play whole life. I want to tell you something. And you should hear. And then he began to tell all boys, demon boys, oh, calm and quiet, and he began to hear. Kaumaram acharet pragya dharman bhagavatan iha durlabham manusam janma tadap arthadham adhruvam. What meaning? That all persons, all living
entities,
beings from boyhood, they should remember, chant and meditate Krishna. Why? They ask that when we will be old, then we will chant, remember. Why in these days we should play and try to study how to make money? All these things. He told that in old days, you cannot do anything. Your body will be old. Without a stick, you cannot walk. And you cannot sit straight. How you will do bhajan? This body is a rotten body. This is a bag of urine, blood, what?
Stool
and blood and so many things. But in this body, oh, soul and super soul is there. If anyone will practice from beginning in the guidance of a very qualified guru, Sadguru, then he can realize soul and super soul, Krishna there. Soul are so many. And super soul, Krishna is one, but everywhere he is. So, we should only try. Especially, this human's form will give you paramartha. What?
Supreme goal.
Transcendental.
Paramartha means the service of Krishna, eternal service. And you will be happy. In any other species of life, you cannot be happy and not be happy. So practice from very beginning. They told, Ye Prabhu, Prahlad Bhai, Brother Prahlad, oh, now we want that we should study hypocrisy, duplicity and
diplomacy,
Rajniti.
Politics.
Now not. Now we should try to how to be happy in this world. Prahlad Maharaj told, we should not try for that. If without invitation, old is coming. And also death is coming. So many kinds of sufferings are coming without invitation. In the same way, if happiness is there by your previous activities, then happiness must come. If you don't want events, it will come. Then why to nasht karna? Why to waste your time? Don't waste your time. You should all know, very soon you will be old. You were baby-like first, and after you became 5 years old. Now, this young age, and after that, old age. Old age, in old age, no beauty. Beauty will be gone. Teeth will gone. Eyesight will be less. If you want to take anything, but you cannot digest, how can you do bhajan? So from the beginning of life, you should try to remember chanting. Especially if our umar, life is 100 years. Suppose, now our life has become more or less 50, 60, 80, not more than that. Very rare those who are 100, 102, 105, 125. 150 we cannot cross. Never. So, if we have 100 years life, suppose 50 years goes in vain in sleeping, all sleep, and those who take wine and other things, oh, no limit of sleeping. They are in life, they are like dead, and 50 years in this way goes from childhood up to be a qualified person in a study and other things. 20 years goes. And in old age, from 80 to 100, we become so old that we cannot do anything. So only 10 years remaining. And in 10 years, to marry a beautiful lady to a very beautiful husband, make children and to support and nourish and educate them. When you will do bhajan? So, better very beginning we should do. Also, then question there. Prahlad, how you knew all these things? Our Guru has not told anything about this. Where you knew? Then he told, that in the womb of my mother, I was about 60,000 years in the womb, and Narad instructed me all these things. So I have learnt these. Especially, if we want to meditate Krishna, then we'll have to accept a very qualified guru. That symptom I have told. And always serve Guru. What you have, you should all offer to in the Lord's feet of Gurudev. And in His guidance, you should chant, remember, and do meditation and other things. Then your life will be successful. So you should chant, you should follow me and do kirtan. What kirtan? Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha. Kaspo from his palace heard that all demon boys also are singing with Prahlad. So he has what? Influenced them. Unko bigaad diya hai.
Polluted them.
At once he took his sword and club. And running he came there. Stop this kirtan. Prahlad, you have no fear from me? No, I have no fear. Why? By whom? You have received so much power that you are not fearing? Oh, his power of all living entities. His, your also power. Everyone's power. Oh, where he is? Everywhere he is. But I am not seeing him. Oh, you cannot see, but I am seeing. Is he in this pillar? Oh, yes, Father, he is in this pillar. Oh, I see. And then he smashed the pillar and a roaring sound. Oh, came. And he saw no animal, no man, mixed. Oh, his face was like a lion, and this body like man. And he was roaring, and he catch hold of Hiranyakashipu. And very easily, he took him on his lap. At that time, No day, no night.
Dusk time.
And not in a sky and not in on the not in the house and not out of house, on the door, not by any weapon, only by his nails. At once he
not in any month
or leap year. And thus he killed. Because he has so boon. And at once by nails he took his phardiya. And took his
intestine
and began to roar. And from his jata.
Men.
Oh.
Fire.
Uski lapate.
Flames
are coming. All were very much anxious. They feared. Then
Brahma was seeing Brahma, Shankar and Lakshmi, all others. Brahma told, "O Shankar, you should go and pacify. So why not you are going?" He told that, "Oh, I am fearing. Oh, I am also fearing. I have not seen him as angry as he is today." Then he called Prahlad and told, "Oh, my dear son,
Lakshmi Devi,
you are his very near and dear wife. You should go and pacify him. Oh, today I have not seen like this. I cannot go." Then he told Prahlad, "He is your father. For you he has come. You should go and pacify." Narad happily and boldly, he went and jumped in the lap of Nrisimhadev. At once Nrisimhadev was pacified. Tears from eyes came. "O Prahlad, I am made late. Your father has tortured you so much. So, now he is killed. I want that after him you will be the king. So what boon you want, I will give you. Because my this darshan is amogh."
Infallible.
Then Prahlad Maharaj told, laughing, smiling, "Oh, Prabhu, why you are cheating me? I am not a businessman that for a paisa or 2 paisa or for 1 rupees I will give something. I am not that class of business person. I want that if I have any desire to have from you anything, it should go on, go away. Oh, there is no worldly desire, I know. Even you should ask anyone." Then he told, "My father has tortured me and he was against you, so please liberate him." "Oh, he has been liberated because you, first class Uttam Adhikari Vaishnava. So in your dynasty, 21 generation of father and mother will be liberated without anything. And those who are Madhyam Adhikari, Vaishnava, in their dynasty, 14 generation will be liberated. And those who are
Kanishta,
a very low class of Vaishnava, they have taken initiation and diksha, but no realization, nothing. Oh, even for them, 7 dynasty of father and mother will be liberated. So don't. You should have any boon." Then he told, "Oh, Prabhu, all the persons, all the human persons and living beings are suffering so much. Death and birth coming. So they are very unhappy. I want that you should liberate them, and instead of them, I will take their all bad activities fruit, and I will be in this world sufferings, all these things." Oh, he told Prahlad, "This is very hard for me. So I am giving this boon that who will hear this story and what I have told and you have, this sambad, this
dialogue,
they must be liberated. Gaur Premanande." So, my request is, you should not think that I am this body. But in this body, Krishna and yourself is there. Very soon, you should select any good qualified guru and in his guidance, start at once Krishna chanting and other things. Because Krishna is very merciful, very powerful. In a moment he can destroy whole universes and millions of universes. Oh, he can again create. He has all good qualities. He has invested his all power, all mercy, and all qualities in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. If you will chant this, but condition is one. Don't eat meat, eggs, don't serve alcohol or
alcohol, wine,
all these things, smoking and other things.
Tea,
never. Meat means me eat. To whom you will eat, they will eat you. And eggs, what they are? Omb. They are children. Krishna has not made for to eat. So you should avoid all these things and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And thus Krishna prema will come. You will realize yourself and Krishna and never be old and never you will return back to this world. Gaur Pramanande. Oh, one kirtan. You.
Hare Krishna, first of all, I'd like to thank all of you.